Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Because, you know, it is a sacred life. It is a sacred moment. And today's show is so special because we are going to dive into that sacred life. We're going to dive into our sacred relationships, our partnerships, and answer that question that avoids a lot of people or evades a lot of people. Can I really have it all?
Why not?
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. And this is such a special show, as you know, one that is very near and dear to our heart. And of course, you can give us a call, jump into the conversation later on. Remember, just give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. We are always taking callers. Remember that if you get a busy signal, it means all of our lines are full. But as soon as we start saying hi to people, that would be your time to call back in. And if you're on hold, remember, you get to listen to the show while you're waiting. So it's kind of a double benefit.
It works out.
It does.
We invite you to step up and say hi.
You know, and talking about stepping up and saying hi, how about the energy of October? You know, before we go any further, we feel compelled, especially in this full moon energy, right? We're in this stunning full moon weekend. I mean, how's the moon been where you are, guys? Because down here at Terra Nostra, Uruguay, the word captivating is the only word I can use for this month's full moon.
Well, the moon's so big, it might capture you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
really captivating,
big.
You know, and the energy of October. Remember, if you have not listened to our October revelations, get to our YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira, and watch them. And you know what? If you watch them in the first of the month, it's been about half the month. Go watch them again, because this, you know, we talked about it early on. This is a month of great distraction. Notice where distraction is coming into your life. Notice what is trying to distract you. Notice where your dreams and visions are in comparison to the distractions that are trying to stop them from manifesting. Because both of these energies are here, they're real, and they're really equally powerful.
You know, the distraction energy is a bit like driving at nighttime and another set of headlights pops into your view. What I mean by that is
oncoming headlights, right?
Yeah. The distraction isn't just about somebody or something seeking to distract you. Actually, this energy is mirrored from within. It's like your ability to get off track, your ability to say, oh, I have too much on my plate. There's so much going on. And what the purpose of distraction energy, the higher purpose is for you to get clear. What is important to me? And that's where I put my attention. So, you know how if you're sitting outside and you start relaxing, you begin to hear, oh, there's the birds, there's the overhead jet, there's the car, there's the sounds of the forest. Which one are you going to focus on?
Well, you know, Shri, I got to talk about that because you're mentioning sounds, because when we look at distraction energy, look at the distraction of world events. I mean, let's just bring that right into focus, into that center as well, because the reality is you might, let's talk about it. You might have woken up with the most inspired information, positive, ready to jump into the day. Everything's flowing. You're feeling the flow. You're creative. You're there. You're ready. When suddenly maybe a piece of the news hits you, or what did, you know, I don't even want to say his name. What did the orange-faced DT, who I think gives people DTs, you guys know who I mean, the presidential candidate. What did he do that is distracting people from, quote unquote, the real news of the day? Because the distraction energy is not even peaked yet, guys. Remember, we are at mid-month. And the reason we're bringing this up again is this energy has not peaked. It's going to keep getting bigger just when you think this can't possibly get worse, just when you think the distraction can't possibly get bigger. Guess what? We got to make it through until early November before this thing starts morphing. It's not ever really going to go away, but it will morph into a different energy. So take stock. Where is your attention? As Sri mentioned, if you're outside, what's got your attention? If you are in a creatively passionate, positive momentum, if something tries to take that away from you, pay attention because it's a distraction. And that really kind of brings us to today's topic, doesn't it, Sri?
Well, it does. You know, there's multiple layers to everything that's real. And when I say that's real, what I mean is things that capture your attention, things that you really say, I want to line up with this. I want to have a relationship with this. There's always layers. And whether the layers are senses of depth or senses of complexity, the long and the short of it is the reason, using relationships, for example, the reason you got together could change as you go deeper with each other. And the and your entire recognition of what the relationship means to you can evolve. And this is because we are not fully conscious of all of the attractors, all of the magnetic things that lead us down one way, one path or another. We may be conscious of certain elements of it, but to truly know the full magnetic attraction of a career, of a relationship, of an automobile, of a set of paints.
Of the way we interact with anything, really.
It all becomes more clear as we touch it, use it, and gain greater intimacy with. And in that process, more is revealed.
Well, you know, Sri, you just talked about a couple of energies that I think for a lot of people sometimes invoke fear. One of them was that big eye intimacy, you know, because in order to have a sacred life, in order to have sacred relationships, in order to cultivate divine partnerships, in order to have it all, means we need to relax the need to control it all. It means that we have an opportunity to expand through rather than collapse in.
Absolutely. Expanding through rather than collapsing in. Really important to consider. The other thing that is real vital to spend some of your precious consciousness on is, what are my expectations? Mm. Because when we enter into a relationship, and that can, and especially with an intimate relationship with another person, let alone a relationship with anything else,
yeah,
there are expectations. Are you conscious of what you're expecting?
Well, that's the big question. That's the million, multi-million dollar question, isn't it? Are you conscious of what you're expecting? Because it affects every relationship. You know, when we hear the word relationship, we immediately think interpersonal. What about your relationship with God? What about your relationship with the planet? What about your relationship just with being? There are layers and layers of this powerful word known as expectations.
And your expectation really defines your degree of commitment also. You know, consider that if you have high expectations, you might be willing to invest more.
Mm.
Or if you have high expectations and you don't see them being met, if it could be that you're going to turn your back and walk away.
Well, you never know. And this is where there are so many nuances. And this is why this is such an exciting show, because we're going to dive into all of these nuances. We're going to really go into them. And I want to remind you that along with calling, remember that you can always send us an email. We are so honored that we have an incredibly beautiful worldwide audience. And so we know that a lot of you are kind of sleeping when we're live. And for those of you that are sleepwalking, I hope you're listening. But you can always send us an email to guest, G-U-E-S-T, at SriAndKiraRadio.com. Again, that's simply guest at SriAndKiraRadio.com. And we do our best to get to as many of those emails as we can. Remember, you can go to SriAndKiraRadio.com, download our app, put it on your iPhone, and listen anytime. You can also listen to the archives anytime right here at BBS or at SriAndKiraRadio. Lots of ways to catch the show. We love involving you. And you know, Sri, before we go to any of our callers today, I think we should talk a little bit about, you know, our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home. And guys, if you have not read Sacred Union, The Journey Home, The Path of Self-Ascension, honestly, this is it has become a spiritual classic. It has been in reprint now. It has been continually out there for about 13 years. This is a very powerful, timeless book. And we put a quote from Sacred Union in today's, if you get our e-card, we put a quote in the e-card for today's show.
Well, let's revisit that right now. It goes like this. In the world of duality, everything is a relationship. In the world of oneness, everything is love.
Whew, you know, breathe that in. Just feel that, guys. And actually, if you've got a copy of Sacred Union, that's on page 117, and you can go read more about that. But that's a powerful discernment, isn't it, Sri? Because it brings us to a really important discernment, and that is duality or oneness.
Absolutely. And this is why when we're beginning our learning how to be intimate with another being and having relationships, the dance of duality, the dance of, let's just say, hidden expectations that you're not fully conscious of, or if you are, that you may not have communicated. You know, there's two levels to that one. What happens is there is a period of excitement followed by a period of perhaps uncomfortability followed by either a commitment to work through seeming differences or a separation phase for those that aren't ready to go to the more dedicated place. What I'm getting at here is that in the world of duality, everything is a relationship because it's us, it's me and thee, us and
well,
them.
Well, and it's very much about what's in it for me. You know, this is why I really enjoy this quote so much, that in the world, everything is a relationship, because relationships have so many different ways that they express, so many there's just a depth of relationship. It's not a one-dimensional experience. Yet in the duality, in the concept of a me or thee or however, there is a sense of, well, as long as I'm okay, it's okay. That's a very distinctive kind of energy of duality. And I think we need to talk a lot more about relationship, a lot more about what it means to be in sacred partnership, how to move between the two, and how to apply that beyond just our intimate relationships, how to bring that sacred intimacy into our life so that it expresses in everything and expands everything. And, you know, maybe before we do that, we should expand the show a little bit right now.
Okay, well, we're going to say hi. And we're going to start at line 4, and we'll say hello to, is it Corrine?
It's Corrine from Vancouver, British Columbia, first-time caller. Welcome to the show, Corrine.
Yes, hi, how are you? Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so honored. Love your show.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, yes. We're happy to be with you.
Thank you. I am so relating to what you're saying in today's show. Everything that you said does apply to me, and it's especially in the beginning when you were talking about the destruction energy. My biggest challenge that I find is that I'm sabotaging my own efforts. I don't know how to love myself. I always fail and judge myself, and I just don't know how to break that cycle.
Well, I think that that is a powerful request. And first of all, Corrine, you're already breaking the cycle by being here now. So I want you to just really feel the truth of that. There is this incredible momentum energy around you right now. And I have to admit, my heart is so big around you when you said, you know, about the distraction energy and about how self-sabotage. That energy is before you because you are ready to let it go. You have this incredible group of divine beings that are around you. And as I'm sharing this with you right now, I'm watching each one of them beam. And just if it's safe to close your eyes, do it and receive this. They're each beaming this beautiful ray of self-love into your heart. And they're saying, beloved one, beloved angel, beloved mother of oneness, it is time for you to receive the unified stream of our divine presence so that you may relax and know that all is proceeding as planned. Now is the moment to celebrate your freedom and move forward, feeling the gift of our love with you always. And they're saying that There are many miracles, many serendipitous things that are lining up around you right now. One of them was getting through today and that you're actually our first caller we're speaking to. That in and of itself is a miracle, Corrine. And they're saying, take this small miracle, receive the blessing of this divine love, and each morning wake up with that simple recognition I am the divine love. I receive divine love, and I move forward with every breath. And they're saying, if you can do just that, things are going to start changing very rapidly for you, because it is time for that. And that's why all these things are lining up. So thank you for calling in. We love spending time with you, Angel. Many blessings. Thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste.
You know, one of the things that I think is, in hindsight, as I look back at my life path, is that the first relationships that I experienced seemed very intense because they were the first ones.
You're talking about love relationships.
Yeah.
Like outside of mom and dad and brothers. Right.
Well, those are pretty intense too.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think we need to clarify.
But no.
So your first, like, out love relationships.
Yeah. Getting out. And, you know, certainly that started in school and continued forward. And each one was kind of a widening of the comfort zone.
Oh, yeah.
Learning how to talk, learning how to share, learning how to disclose, discovering whether the disclosure was well received or not. There's a lot of learning that happens in our relationships. And it's important to recognize, even though now that you're older, there's still a part of you that is a little bit has that beginner energy. Mm. Like, okay, I still have to go outside my comfort zone.
Yeah, here's what's so fascinating about that, Sri. It's like we go full circle. When we first have those experiences, we're so open and we're so filled with enthusiasm and excitement because we haven't been jaded. We haven't been corrected or admonished or told why what we're doing may not serve. We just meet this with an innocence that has a purity to it. And it's over time that we tend to start closing that down because of exactly what you're talking about. Yet, here's the beauty. When we come back to this through an ascended filter of joy and gratitude for the journey, we actually wind up understanding the safety of transparency. And when we discover and attract the one, as like you and I, we get to discover that gift all over again in the divine crucible or the divine cradle of ascended presence. So it's such a beautiful cycle of completion. And that's really the blessing of the journey. And that's what helps us make sense of the journey, too.
Oh, absolutely. And cycle of completion is indeed a magic phrase, because whatever is incomplete in you will show up in a relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I have a chuckle over that.
Absolutely. You know, I have to share, guys, I was just having a conversation with someone the other day, beautiful, beautiful woman. And she was really, she in her life right now is just constantly, very similar to our last caller, constantly self-sabotaging herself. She just, you know, she gets everything. She's a powerful manifester, as we all are. She has called in amazing things to her life. And in that process of calling all of that into her life, she keeps sabotaging herself over and over again, and she's in this repetitive cycle. And so I chatted with her about that, and I said, okay, Let go of what you think the tasks are in front of you. Let go of what you think is happening right now. And for some of you, you may want to do the same thing. And instead, it's important to discover what inside of you, what is the energy that is causing the self-sabotage? And in order to really discover the energy of self-sabotage, especially around the way we interact with others and the way we are in our relationships and our partnerships, is we need to get into the energy of that which seeks to stop us. Now, I'm going to skip ahead for most of you, because for 99.9% of us, and it might have other nuances, it's fear. And it goes to what you and I just talked about, Sri, fear of being hurt, fear of saying the wrong thing, fear of doing the wrong thing, fear of something happening. It's fear. And so then when you source the fear, you can source beyond that. Now, in her case, I'm just going to skip you all way ahead. Her fear came from the fact that she was raised by a stepdad who entered her life at 10 years old, and this man could never, ever accept her. And even her words were, you know, because I'm not his biological daughter, because of whatever, he just would never love her the way she wanted to be loved. And here's why this is so important for this show. Now, you can insert mother, father, whoever, but here's why this is so important. Until you can fully heal that energy, whatever the energy is in your life that has brought you the fear that causes you to self-sabotage. In her case, this is healing about this relationship with her father. Until that can be fully healed, guess who you're going to attract? You're going to attract that person into relationship because you want to force that person to love you. So what you're doing is you're actually saying, I'm going to attract a person with all the attributes I don't enjoy, and I'm going to stay with them and force them to love me because I'm that unhappy, because I'm that much afraid of maybe being with someone who will love me without having to display all those other things. And this is very self-conscious and very revealing.
And I think each and every one of us that has had a few deep and lovely love relationships that just didn't go the way we wanted, that there is a common element that which needs healing comes forward. And when you have two people doing the same thing, you know, both the man and the woman in the case of that style of relationship, but both partners are coming forward with that which needs healing. And it takes the capacity to detach from the drama and to be able to breathe and look and say, oh, that's what's going on.
And to be honest enough to say, oh my gosh, I had no idea that you had that many elements of a parent, without making them the parent, without blaming them. Because the only reason those aspects or those attributes are coming forward is because you're ready to heal them. And this can be groundbreaking in having it all, because you can finally realize, wait a minute, this isn't that person's fault. The only person that I have in common with my relationships is me. It's about finally, blissfully waking up and saying, wait a minute, I get it. I need to let that energy, that old energy, go, heal. And there's lots of things you can do around that. We'll talk about the second half of the show. And the minute you do that, intimacy restores.
Absolutely. And there are indeed a couple of secrets that help bring forward the best that any relationship can be.
And before we get to those secrets, let's take a few more of our callers.
All righty. We are going to head right up to line one and say hello to Monica from Ohio.
Hey, Monica. Namaste.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. Thank you so much for this quiet moment with me. I have a reflection that I've noticed, and it goes with everything you've been saying, that most of my life, my idea of love is something, sacred union type of love, is something like a fairy tale, maybe like a children's story, where everything goes well and everything's perfect. And most of my relationships were with real people that had real issues, like you said. And I'm wondering where the truth is, and if you have some guidance, and maybe comment on that for me. Thank you.
Well, thank you for asking, my angel, and thank you for your integrity and honest sharing. You know, I'm really happy you got through today, because I also hear clearly that your question is also the question of a lot of people listening right now. And so the response is one that really is important, and that is, the most important gift that you can give yourself, and it's a theme, it seems to be an overlying theme of all the people we're talking to today, is to go deep within yourself and discover the greatest fear you have around love. What is the greatest fear you have around love? Now, only you can answer this for yourself. You know, for some people, it's the fear of not having that love returned, or the fact that they've never felt really loved, or whatever it is. But the minute you find that fear, then go to step two and discover how that fear came forward. And as soon as that unwinds, you begin opening up an attractor field for those that have also walked through and healed that fear. And so that's the gift. And I'm glad that you called. And I know that you can work through this, my angel. Many blessings.
Wow. And deep thanks. Love you.
We love you. Namaste. Well, you know, Sri, should we sneak in another caller?
Absolutely. And before we do, I just want to comment that you know, the idea that we have these wonderful dreams about what that relationship is, it's almost like in the case of a little girl wanting the bright knight on the white horse to come sweep him away. And even if you let go of that that imagery and just say, I want the energy of something grand, someone grand coming in and lifting me to a whole new experience. And those energies are part of that same aspect of consciousness that doesn't want to look at the pain.
Yeah.
And this is
absolutely
coming, you know, this is coming from the inner child. Now, the dreams and the fantasies can continue throughout your entire adult life. They start anchoring in different aspects of you, because as we begin to cultivate more of a soul-based life, then the dreams and fantasies move into more of the soul arena.
Well, and we start having the deep realization that the first sacred partnership that we are blessed to anchor is the one, the sacred union of the self and the soul. And that can't come forward until we've gotten to that point where we realize or have started a journey of divine awakening. Prior to that, everything becomes, you know, it's all so conditional, or it's based upon, you know, the energy of the moment. And, you know, I think Archangel Zadkiel says this the best in our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, that, you know, love is actually a false god. Many of us, and it goes back to your word with the big E, expectations.
Yes.
Many of us really do not understand what love is. And so we have an expectation created by maybe Disney, as you mentioned about the prince, or created by some other, or maybe, you know, TV shows or whatever. But the reality is, TV shows, especially reality shows, show a very skewed conception of what that is. And remember, guys, you know, reality shows are not real. They only call them a reality show because they're cheap to produce. They don't use sets. But guys, I know from filming an episode of UFO Hunters, they sit and actually talk about what they're going to say and how the conversation will go before the camera begins. So these are not role models of the way that we look at love. And so when we look at love, and when we start growing through love, as Archangel Zadkiel said, love is actually a false god until we awake to the truth of the divine union of the body of form, the gift of this life in union with the soul.
Absolutely. And we have a few more things we want to share on that topic.
Oh, but we have lots.
Before we do, we want to continue to hear from you. So we're going to head to line two. And welcome Jillian from New York.
Namaste, Jillian. Welcome back.
Thank you. Namaste, Sri and Kira. I was just calling for a mini soul reading.
Well,
yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, Angel, breathe. Angel, first of all, feel my heart around you. I am holding you right now. I hear everything that did not come out of your mouth. And I just am holding you. You know, that's really part of the reading right now, is that Archangel Raphael, more than any, has come forward right now and says, and I'm watching this angel beam right into your eyes. I mean, just beam right into your eyes and say, I've got you. I've got you. And you will not fail. And everything will work out. It is important for you to keep trusting the divine you. And that's, if I was to synopsize, because, oh my goodness, Jillian, I'm getting so much at once, I can't even say it all. So just feel it in your heart. Feel it coming in. Feel it coming in. But what I'm hearing so clearly is that you must more than ever trust what you already know is true. You must follow through and watch the distraction. I love that you got through right now. And the fact that you even got through today means you have the ability to cut through the distractions. But stay focused, stay in joy, and this will resolve. They're saying this too will pass. And by December, it's going to be really quite fun. So, Angel, thank you for calling. I'm so glad you got through. I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you too. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, honey. Namaste. Many blessings. Well, you know, guys, as we talked about earlier, we've got a lot of secrets to share. We've got so much more to talk about. Powerful topic, powerful solutions, powerful moment in history. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you. And today we are exploring relationships, sacred union, the difference between hello and I love you.
Well, and the big question, can you have it all? Is it even possible? And I just want to cut to the, you know, the spoiler alert. The answer is yes, it really is. And I guess it's not so much of a spoiler alert because Sri and I truly are blessed to have been living having it all for 13 extraordinary years and going strong. And this is such a powerful topic, Sri.
Well, it is indeed. And it's especially meaningful for me, and I suspect for others who have had relationships that have had pain.
Yes.
You know, so often we enter into a relationship with incredible hope, incredible willingness at times, sometimes incredibly vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
And then it starts to crash and burn for mm-hmm. one reason or another. And there are as many reasons as there are people.
You know, and we are really blessed because Sri and I, you know, we say this often, you are bar none the single most amazing radio listener, contributor on the planet. We honor your presence here so much because you are this show, and we are so grateful we get the opportunity to spend time with you every week. And, you know, prior to the break, we were talking to some of our callers. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, you can also always reach out to us via email by sending an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And we do our best to get to them as quickly as we can. We have an email that came in that was specifically around this show that we felt was a really great way to initiate this second segment. And so, Sri, why don't you share a little bit with us?
Well, okay. This comes from Glenn. And
Glenn's over there in Australia. Namaste, Glenn.
Happy day to you, or happy night at this point.
Yeah.
Let me just begin reading. Hi, Sri and Kira. I love the work you do and the frequency of love, joy, and empowerment you encourage us to grow into. Thank you for all you share and continue to give, regardless of the challenges you have faced. You serve as shining examples for us to learn and grow from.
Oh, thank you, Glenn. May we simply be a divine radiant mirror of your amazing energy.
And he continues, I usually listen to your recorded shows as podcasts because I live in a time zone that makes it difficult to attend live on the day you do these shows. This week, I felt drawn to request a mini reading, if possible, related to the topic this week. While I may not hear from the live session, I will listen to the podcast.
Well, guess what, Glenn? Your question really resonated to assist us kick off the second half of the show.
Well, and he continues here with a lovely sharing. It goes like this. After many years and much work within myself, I have come to an awareness that my present relationship is not what I had hoped it would be. While know that there is love, the feelings of disconnect and the lack of deep trust for a passionate, respectful, honoring, and supportive relationship eludes us. I recognize the gifts such as patience, compassion that have been afforded through me, yet I desire the kind of relationship alluded to by the title of this week's session.
You know, he also says that, I also realize I stay in the comfort of what is known, yet it becomes uncomfortable.
Oh, that's right. I skipped a line. That's important, to stay in the comfort of what is known. And then he continues further. I'm not looking for a new relationship, yet I desire something that is balanced, respectful, and exciting, with a deeper connection on a physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual level.
Whew!
If you choose to do a mini soul reading for me that offers some insights regarding my relationship situation, I would be grateful and appreciative.
Well, Glenn, thank you so much for asking. And I suspect right now there's a lot of you going, hey, ditto.
Well, there's some I want to talk about
home.
That later.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, no, but this really hit home, Glenn, because if you've read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, Sri, when I first read Glenn's email, when it was forwarded to us today, the first thing that struck me was how similar this was to your exact situation right before we met.
That's true. Is that when I first got married, I was married with the commitment of a deep sense of this is the one, and that we move forward together. And
this was not married to me.
No, this was my prior marriage, and we moved forward with a sense of commitment and trust and common values and ideals, and it began in a very good way. Yet over time, I began to realize that I was carrying a yearning, this longing inside. I wasn't really connecting at the level that I knew I needed. I wasn't really satisfied. I didn't really feel the peace in the relationship. And it was nothing that I could quite put my finger on at first. It was just a sense of this isn't quite right. We're not quite in sync. Yet when it came to a shared task, you know, a value, whether it's paint the house or how to raise the children, we could cooperate nicely on that. And so I was in a quote-unquote comfortable relationship. I was not in a true partnership.
Well, and, you know, Glenn, I want to go back to you first personally before we expand, because everything we're going to share from this second half of the show really ties into this in one way or another. However, I want to go back to two things you said, which is why I reiterated that line. Essentially, you're saying, I'm finding myself comfortable with the uncomfortable. That is a very, very powerful line. And the second thing I want to talk about is spiritual compatibility, because you also use the other word, the big T word, trust. In order to truly have a sacred, connected, have it all kind of partnership, then there are elements that absolutely are not able to be negotiated. They just have to be there. Now, here they are, and this is for all of you as well. Number one, you must trust each other implicitly. There cannot be a level of distrust that's acceptable. If you do not trust each other, the relationship will erode eventually, and it will never become a partnership. It will always stay at the relationship level. Number two, and these are the things that I'm sorry, you just have to have if you want to have it all. You need to be spiritually on the same page. It could almost be number one, you know, Sri?
No, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's like you've got to have that spiritual connectivity. Now, you know, I talk to a lot of people who say, well, you know, I love this person or that person, but they don't agree with me spiritually, and they're always telling me I'm wrong, or, you know, I hide the truth of who I am. Well, then what you're really saying is you don't trust them with your deepest spiritual connection. Thereby, that will erode things eventually. So number one, you've got to have trust, and you've got to be on the same page spiritually. Number three, you both need to be willing to be transparent with each other, to offer each other the safety to grow.
Transparency is the recognition that we are sharing a life. And in the one way I like to articulate that in my partnership with Kira, she and I are one soul. We have one life, and she is focused on the feminine aspects of that life, and I'm focused on the more masculine aspects.
Yet there's such a Shiva Shakti blending
and
between the two.
And yet we toss the ball back and forth.
All the time, yeah.
However, my old personality, who I thought I was before I moved into Sacred Union, is now a part of the union. it's not me anymore. It's an aspect of us that can come into play as needed.
You know, I'm laughing, I'm smiling, because we close Sacred Union, The Journey Home, with a culminating chapter called Yumi, and it's spelled Y-U-M-I, and it's just an acronym that Sri and I created that discusses what a true sacred partnership is. There's no more you, there's no more me, there's a Yumi.
There is indeed. And it's a little bit like, remember back in school when you had the Venn diagrams, you know, there's a circle on the left, a circle on the right, and then you bring them together and they overlap a little bit in the middle.
That's relationship. They're overlapping just a little bit.
That zone of overlap is the boundaries of a relationship. And certainly that would apply, like, for example, people in the workplace. You know, we interact on certain topics in a certain zone, but not the whole thing.
But for partnership, it becomes one circle again, yet it's an enhanced circle because it truly is the union of the two.
And thus we share a life together. So the thing is, I could never have done this earlier. You know, the sacred union, the true partnership, it was imperative that I go through my healing process so that I could be whole enough and to be available for true partnership. So consider for a moment, we were talking about fear earlier on. Where there is fear, where there is parts of you that you disown, that you just don't want anybody to know about, then you have a shadow self.
Oh, yeah.
And your shadow will always come up and cause discomfort in a relationship.
I think that's his favorite job.
And so in order to have a really healthy partnership, you have to have done enough personal healing work. It doesn't all have to be done, but you have to have done enough that you can say, oh, I'm having a reaction that's my ego, that's my inner child, that's my part that needs some healing, and to be able to own that and know that it's simply an aspect.
Absolutely. And it goes back to those three things. If you want to use the word secrets, we had talked to Tisi a little bit about this before in the first half of the show, but the secrets are this. Number one, trust, trust, trust. You must be able to trust each other. You must go deep within yourself and ask, do I trust this person implicitly? Or are you in a relationship where you're checking your partner's email, or you're wondering what they're saying, or you're wondering where they are, or you feel like I can never quite share everything about myself with them? Then you're not trusting. Because if there is not this absolute universal trust, you cannot build. You cannot move beyond the relationship stage. You're never going to grow from comfortable with the uncomfortable unless there is absolute trust. And that brings us right back to number two, which is you must have the same spiritual compatibility. Now, that spiritual compatibility could be you mutually respect each other's difference. I'm not saying you have to be in the same spiritual line, but you have to be spiritually aligned to the point where you have grown into the divine appreciation for what your partner is doing. And that leads to number three, which is the transparency to grow and expand.
That's right. And this spiritual component is truly fundamental. Because remember, folks, that as you grow up at all levels that life gives us to learn, and so as you grow up, the child becomes has a little wider world.
Yeah.
We're constantly widening our context. And as we grow, widening our context of who I am and where I am in the world actually creates safety.
Yeah.
It creates a safer operating zone. When we have a very narrow comfort zone, we have a very narrow worldview.
Yes.
because we just can't accept anything outside of that comfort zone.
True.
So what I'm getting at is that by cultivating your spiritual life, by recognizing that there is indeed a oneness energy, a divine energy that is permeating through all, and to cultivate your relationship with that energy, however you choose to call it or know it, then you've widened the context for your human life, and you can dance with discomforts in a way that will heal rather than separate.
Now, there are some, you might be saying, okay, yeah, that all sounds good. How do I do that? Well, you know, I really, truly, guys, I don't mean to be a broken record, but go get our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, because not only do we detail all of this and how to move from relationship to partnership, there are tangible practices in there that really help, that will move you along the way. Go to SriNKira.com. read the messages that are there, connect with the mantra of self-ascension, connect with the self-ascended chakra portrait, connect with the divine galactic blueprint, connect with the divine within. Because as you do, you will gain the gift of an opened heart, which opens the mind and frees the soul. That's what self-ascension is. Open heart, free mind, free soul. And when you do that, you discover that you're no longer afraid. Why do we stay uncomfortable with the comfortable in anything in our life? Because we're afraid. We're afraid of never finding love again. We're afraid of the conflict. We're afraid of confrontation. We're afraid of having to actually look at ourselves.
It's the devil you know versus the fear of the unknown.
That's exactly what
it
is.
Or what was my case long ago was the fear of being alone.
Right. Will I ever find a true partner? And I think you guys all know how that ended up for Sri.
Oh, yes, indeed. So I'll tell you what, we have a couple more callers standing by. Why don't we jump to the phone lines? We're going to go to line 3 and say hi to Julie from Washington.
Well, namaste, Julie. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. Thank you so much for your show and for having me. As I've been listening, I've resonated with so much that you've said, from the distractions that have been up in my face like headlights, and occasionally have been headlights, since the first of the month, and I kept wondering what I was doing wrong. I went to a huge event that I really stepped outside my comfort zone, was present in a way that I never have been, came home and got sick, and have been kind of out for a couple of weeks. I also noticed as I've listened that part about relationship and oneness, and that the relationship that I'm really caught up in right now is my relationship with not the divine out there, but the relationship with the divine that is me, and that it's been relationship, and that I'm really called to move into that sense of oneness, not relationship, not the little bit of overlap, but knowing that's me and feeling that. And so I'd really love a mini soul reading about how I can best do that and how I can relax with everything how it is. I had this insight yesterday that I was finally, this morning, I was finally incorporating some guidance I'd received a week ago, and the image that came to me was that I was like a sponge, and as I took it in a week ago, it slowly expanded me so that I can include it. So I thank you, Ed, for whatever wisdom you have.
Well, Julie, I bow my head in namaste before you. Truly, feel my hands are in pranam. Namaste, namaste, namaste. You know, you are in the process of such an active, you've entered this ascension portal, and it's very powerful, and it's spinning like this hues of gold, green, some reds, beautiful colors, all blues spinning around you right now. And it's a very powerful portal. And as I connect with it, my head is actually spinning so much that it's like, whoa, am I going to fall over? And so everything is spinning up and everything is spinning out simultaneously, which explains everything that's been happening to you. The key for you right now is just that still center. And as you were sharing, it was Archangel Zadkiel, who's been very, very present today, who flew in with this gorgeous violet energy. And I watched as Zadkiel was kind of igniting this violet transformative flame, starting up at your feet, whooshing up through you inside this portal. And all he kept saying was, the mantra of self-ascension will bring you to the center and send you where you are wanting to go. And so, my angel, go to shrinkira.com, right there on the homepage, click on the mantra of self-ascension, watch the little, we were blessed to have these beautiful people create an incredible video, listen to the music, bring it in, the four simple lines, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And as you do, even as I'm sharing that with you, I feel my feet open up right now as if they've just become portals to the universe. I'm feeling all of this violet crystalline energy rushing through my body. I see the upliftment in this ascension portal, and I see your freedom. And so for you, it's just go there with that energy of the quiet stillness, in that energy of the ascended state, and allow. And that's all you need to do. Everything else is lined up around you. And so feel again my deepest pranam, namaste. I'm so glad you got through today, my angel. Many, many blessings.
Thank you so much. And I said the prayer of self-ascension right before you could have took my call.
No, oh, I love it. I love it.
Synchronicity.
We love it. And we love you. Many blessings, Angel.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
You know, one of the things I just want to remind everybody is that for each of us to keep walking and keep trusting has a slightly different feel, because we each have our own particular, let's just say, oh, how much longer will this go on? Or or can I hold my focus?
Yeah,
each of us has our growing edges.
Uh-huh.
So trust shows up a little differently for each of us. And the key is to take a breath and keep going, keep going.
Mm. Well, should we keep going?
Well, we're
going
to keep going.
All
we're
right.
We're going to head to line 5, and we'll say hi to Eva from Ohio.
Namaste, Eva. Good to hear from you.
Namaste. Great to be on. I would be very grateful for a soul mini reading, if possible.
Well, thank you. We would be very honored to respond with a yes and to offer that for you. So it's so precious. You know, you are always such a bubble of joy and energy, and certainly today is no exception. What's fascinating today, though, is there's your heart, right? So they're showing me, and it's cute. They're showing me like almost pretty little cartoon hearts, like emoji hearts that are kind of, you know, radiating. Only there's this big center emoji heart, but right behind it are two other hearts, and the center emoji heart is very, very red and fun, and the other two, one of them is kind of pinkish and the other is kind of violetish. And they're saying that this heart energy that they're reflecting is the depth of your inner heart, and that your inner heart is awakening, and that it's like that's what this violet and this pinkish heart are that are coming out from this central emoji heart. And they're saying that as you would open your arms to receive more, these hearts will ignite and bring that which you have called out for. And that is the message they want you to hear today. And I am really happy that we had the opportunity to be together right now. Thank you, my love.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Many blessings. And you know, Sheree, the show is closing so quickly, and I just want to give a shout out, because it's amazing how fast the show goes every week, that we had just received a quick little update from our show producer over at Sheree and Kira Radio, and she said that we had received an email from Brian. It's his birthday today. And so, Brian, hey, happy birthday. We want to let you know how much we love you, and I want to just offer you, we're running out of time, but let me just offer you a quick mini soul reading. And the reading, and it's interesting, it's almost like a one-liner, and they're saying the one-liner is really what you need. And they're saying that you must relax the mind of density to ignite the heart of your ascended presence. And that the more you relax this mind, the faster this ascended heart will offer you the wisdom that will flow through your hands, ignite your energy field. And I'm seeing it like a boom, like it clears everything away from you, almost like a you've just shattered a glass. And you're on the other side. And so that is the, and I know it's fast, but we're out of time, but that is the message. It is powerful. And that is the happy birthday message that your group wanted to give to you today.
Well, we say many blessings to you, Brian, and reflect on that. There's a depth there that I'm enjoying very much.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I'm enjoying our union, and I would share that with all of you listening. May you listen to this show over and over again. May you have the courage, because I know you do, to use those three secrets and recognize and know without a doubt you can have it all.
And if I had known how deep and peaceful and loving and ecstatic and magnified I would be in sacred union, I would have gotten here quicker. I would not have dilly-dallied with settling for less than.
You know, ditto.
And so, beloveds, you know, you take that deep breath, you keep on walking, do your healing work, trust in the divine to lead you to one that will either help you heal or could be the one that you magnify with.
Woohoo! And if it's a distraction, let it go. Stay focused.
And so, beloveds, until we have the absolute joy of being with you live again next week, may you breathe deeply, trust, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.